Hi. What are you reading? Seriously? An interesting choice, but okay. Do you come here often? Really? I've never seen you here before. I'm here at this time every week. Okay, look. My friends have bet that I am incapable of fostering someone. If I lose, I go another week without my unequivocally better choice of the picture of Dorian Gray being the topic of our weekly book meeting, and I am not doing that again. Do I really have to spell this out for you? The sooner that you start looking flustered, the quicker I can go and shove it in their faces. Understand? What do you mean? So, you just have to look flustered. Like, how hard can that be? You have to be joking. I chose you because I thought you would blush so easily. Don't disappoint me. So, if I were to push you against this bookcase, out of sight of anyone I wonder, when was the last time that you were this close to a woman? Forced to be pressed up against one. It's cute that you think you're invincible to being flustered. Because I know that I could do whatever I wanted with you right now. And I bet you wouldn't put up much of a fight. For reasons I don't think I can even fathom, I'm strangely attracted to you right now. Your eyes, they're just so wide, darting all over the place. One's coming. It's just you and me. You remind me of my favorite characters in Gothic literature. Ones that are so easily overlooked. Always despised how they portrayed the victims in vampiric novels. It's always the brave ones, the ones willing to fight. So often, they just gloss over the endearing little dears in headlights, too afraid to move, whimpering as they struggle. I think if I ever had the chance to choose a victim like that, I'd choose someone like you. Make you mine. Look at me. Because this is how I do it. I'd look deep into your eyes, let you behold me, give you time to process what was about to happen, make you touch me. Come on, you think I haven't seen you glancing? Touch them. I told you, no one's coming for you. It's just you and me. Now, do I have to take your hand and touch them for you? What was that? I can't understand you when you whimper like that. Speak. Come on. Give me your hands. Don't they just feel so full and heavy and warm? Your hands look so tiny compared to them. No. You're gonna keep your hands right there. And you're not gonna move. Because I would make sure that you are so flustered and whimpering and trembling and clutching onto me like this. I'd have you on your knees, helpless. And then I'd take you. But lucky for you, I'm not a vampire. Although I do love the idea of you being my victim. Look at that. A blushy, whimpering mess. Good. Just step to the left for me. See my friends? Oh, they see you. Good. You didn't disappoint. I'll come find you next week. Bye.